Mortlock by John Mayhew.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my wife, Lynn, and my children, Sally, Alfie, Frank, and even Jack. Immortal amaranth, a flower which once in paradise, fast by the tree of life, began to bloom, but soon, for man's offence, to heaven removed, where first it grew, there grows, and flowers aloft, shading the fount of life. Paradise Lost, John Milton. Prologue, Abyssinia, 1820. Sebastian Mortlock felt a wriggling invasion between his toes. He glanced down. The ground seethed beneath his torn boots as worms, millipedes, cockroaches and ants twisted over each other. An insect crawled up the arch of his foot. He stamped and grimaced at his two comrades. Turlough Corvis grinned and mopped his brow. "It's a good sign," he reassured Sebastian. "This jungle's teeming with life. Even three Englishmen might survive."
"It's a sign. I'm not sure how good it is," said Edwin Crimes, pulling a face and swatting a beetle from his leg. "There shouldn't even be a jungle here, not in this godforsaken place."
The jungle, an inexplicable oasis, had brought them to this barren salt desert in the first place. It had pulled them clear of the raised weapons of hostile tribesmen, tugging them past the narrow-eyed gaze of suspicious warlords, dangerous men who had spent...